All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, what do you know? Game one of the World Series is tonight as the big show is on the air, and the bigger show is tonight in L.A. as the usual suspects are ready to entertain you for the next 3 hours. Tyler again in for Nick, although Nick is listening in Egypt. And hopefully we'll be back soon. Barry to my right, yours truly, Joel, here as well. Looking forward to a great deal of fodder and conversation as we get ready for game one of the World Series.
Good times indeed, my friend.
No doubt.
I'm excited about this game. I'm excited about today. I think we've got a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
Guests galore.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, Eric Steven will join us from TrueBlueLA.com. He covers the Dodgers for SB Nation, so he will give us a good insight from the enemy lines, as well as my good friend Mattress Mac joining us at 2:30 to talk about the fact that he has reopened his promotion for the Astros. If they win it all,
nice.
You get it all. And the fact that you have gotten on board with a petition to see that man throw out another first pitch.
Damn right. We need to get that going. We started it Sunday on game day, and we kind of pushed it a little bit, but not very much, and I haven't even checked it lately. Last time I checked, it was like 50 signatures. We got to do better than that, Houston. We want him to throw out the first pitch again. There's no doubt about that.
Well, like, first of all, if you look at it from a track record standpoint, he threw out game one and they won.
Yeah, for the ALDS.
Yep.
Yeah, so we need to get him back on the mound throwing out the first pitch. Because, look, we may never see another World Series again, or he might not. You know what I mean? You never know how long it's going to take. He should be throwing out a first pitch in the World Series. There's no doubt.
Sounded morbid for both the fans and for gallery customers.
No. Well, I mean, okay. I mean,
we could be the Buffalo Bills and we could get worse, but.
Okay, I guess. I'm also excited because we're finally going to get to do this rap battle.
Good thing you haven't been working on that for a while.
Oh my God, I know. I've been trying to make this happen for a while now, and I fully expect this to be a train wreck, but that'll be the beauty of it. It's just going to be
if you're going to have a train wreck, the engineer that you want involved in the entire process is
me
going to be present and accounted for. So therefore, you're going to be just fine. As long as Trey is participating,
you're good.
We've got
4 interns that are going to rap battle. And we're doing this because I kept seeing those drop the mic commercials during, I think it was the NBA opening game. So I thought, you know what? We need to make the interns rap battle. So we've got 4 interns. We've got John, or as he's known, Johnny B, which I asked him, did you give me your MC name?
It's his stage name.
Yeah. And we've got Jacob, Keith, and Trey. Trey is on his way in to do this, which he was making a bit. Trey's become a diva a little bit.
Yeah.
But so these guys, I tried to get Rachel to do it. She said she wouldn't. She said, first of all, she said rap battles are for dudes, which I think is extremely sexist.
Agree.
And then she said she couldn't be here past 1:45, and we're going to do it at 1:30. So that excuse seemed very lame to me, since she would be here until 1:45. So if you're scared, I don't know what to tell you.
I was expecting her to do a half chuckle at you and go, huh, that's funny. You talking about guys doing a rap battle to me. That's just funny to me.
Why?
Because it's like the reverse Cam Newton. Like a chick instead of saying,
right.
Yeah, that there's, you know, just for guys. But instead, she could have given you all Cam Newton.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to put the names in a hat, and they're going to have about 1 segment to write their rhymes against each other. So
they know who they're going against.
Yeah, so they're gonna know who they're going against, and they're going to have some rhymes written, and then there may be a surprise that I mix in for them. And then the winners will face off at 3:00 for the champion of the interns for the rap battle. So okay. 1:30-ish. I might give them 30 minutes. We maybe do it at 1:45. We'll see how it goes. See how much they cry at this break that I'm going to make them do it in 15 minutes. They got to write their rhymes. But so we'll do it at 1:30 or 1:45, and then 3:00 we'll do a champion. We'll crown a champion. I like this.
Okay, it's gonna
It's going to be horrible and awesome.
It makes one of us. So as long as you're on board with it, we're ready to go.
I'm ready.
Tyler, you ready? Yeah, of course you are. He's busy chatting and chatting it up with others.
He's doing producer things.
Is that what he does?
Yeah.
All right, so he's ready. So we got a big day ahead of us with some guests, a lot to talk about. There was one heck of a game last night in the NFL, in case you missed it. And oh, by the way, the number one rated team in the NBA power rankings lost at home in a game they should have won, but let their opponent go on a 22-2 run in the fourth quarter.
They just let them hang around. You can't do that.
Nope, that's going to be a problem.
Cold shooting.
But rest assured, relief is on the way, because you might not have Chris Paul, but the fact that you got Isaiah Cannon back today and you can have a cannonball, that's going to be big.
Yeah, so they're getting Isaiah Cannon back, and then I saw the Rockets were emailing something about a two-way contract with a guy.
Yeah, that's been on like four other rosters.
Yeah. So, you know, the big help will be when they get Chris Paul back. But, you know, that defense, they held an opponent to 98 points. The problem was their shooting was so cold, they only scored like 90.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. Chris Paul was jumping off that bench to complain about every call in the fourth quarter, like his knee's getting better. They did sign Briante Weber.
Oh, that's who it was.
To a two-way contract.
Briante Weber.
He's had cups of coffee with, like, the Warriors and, like, three other teams, but they expect him to possibly be a third point guard should they need it. But Isaiah Cannon, I think, for all intents and purposes, is actually a good fit, because if you're going to play run and gun, there was a guy that played it in college that played it when the Rio Grande Vipers were doing the exact same thing, getting ready for what the system that they run now. He probably, for spot minutes, is about as best as you could come up with for a guy that at least can pull up on the run and shoot the three, which is, well, this is what they do, but they're not doing it well. For a team that shot it so well in the preseason from downtown, they are struggling.
Yep, they are. And that's going to happen. When you get to, you know, the regular season, and if you're a team like this, you can expect that. I mean, it's like anything. You know, they went through, you know, runs last year where they struggled and their shot wasn't falling. It's going to happen. It just so happens that it's at the beginning of the season, but it'll come around. I'm not worried about this team and their shooting and their point output. I'm more concerned about their defense. They were supposed to be, you had me all hyped up. You're like, oh man, they could throw this defensive lineup out. They're giving up 104 a game.
Well, they're not throwing that lineup out there either.
No, but they should still be able to play better defense than they're playing.
Without question, that's an issue. But then the other thing I don't like is I had people tweeting me at the end of the game last night, that referee cost us the game. He was in the way of that pass.
Oh, hell.
No, it didn't, and no, he wasn't.
How about you don't hit the referee with a pass, and then you don't have to worry about it.
And look where it's going, right? Because Eric Gordon wasn't exactly defended up close and personal. He could have caught it. And then Harden, everybody's like, you see that, Harden? Don't mess with our MVP. Harden will take you down. Harden and Mario Chalmers got into a battle of footsie. And Harden waited until the referee got between the two of them before he bowed up to try and be all tough.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he pushed him down. He didn't wait for the referee to get there.
Okay,
he pushed him down.
Chalmers was already on the floor. And when he tried to get up, go look at it. When he was trying to get up, Harden pushed him back down.
Yeah, that's
then
not
by
waiting.
The time, wait. By the time Chalmers got up and got ready to charge at him, then he waited for the referee to get in between.
My favorite part was Trevor Ariza making fun of James Harden the way he bowed up. Did you see that?
Yep.
Hilarious.
Yep, because
I thought I saw that, and then they cut away from it, but then it took SportsCenter to replay it 1,000 times to see Ariza making fun of Harden's fighting stance and the way he puts his dukes up. So, yeah, pretty funny. But I like the feistiness. I'm good with that. You want this team to be a little feisty.
Oh, there was a lot of feisty in the NBA last night, so we'll cover that as well, too, because that was good stuff. But at the same time, I mean, come on. I've told you guys this before. If you want the true fighter on this team that no one will mess with, it was the guy that was making fun of, well, now P.J. Tucker, too, but the other guy that's been here a while, Trevor Ariza, you know better than to mess with Trev if you mean business. That's why he's allowed to make fun of James, because no one's going to tell him not to.
And I think Nene is a good enforcer. I think they've got three really good guys now. You know, you miss Bev. He was one of those guys that would do that to you. Look what he did to
Ball.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, you've got three enforcers and guys that'll get up in your face. So that's good. They need it. They need
it. And they do. I mean, and again,
Chris Paul's no, he ain't backing down. He ain't no punk either.
No, he'll punch you in the nuts.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the other thing, too, is, again, when the power rankings came out yesterday, of course, Kurt Lowe was on top of the Rockets are number one, and they're the team to beat. And I tweeted him that right away and said, so you're telling me that there's been a championship given away in October in the NBA before? And then after they lost last night, I tweeted him, and I go, oh, no. Now what happens to that championship? I mean, they lost a game in October, and he was laughing. I was like, bro, they're going to go all over the gamut during the regular season. It only matters come
May, June, July. I mean, May and June. So just relax.
Yeah, we got our first text. Somebody wanted to know about the Eagles. We'll discuss. Yeah. Did you watch the game last night?
I'm telling you what. I am a big Carson Wentz fan.
Yeah.
Some of the throws that guy made and the escapability, that dude is on top of his game right now. If you're the Browns and you passed on him too, how are you looking?
I tell you what, DJ Swearinger made him look like Joe Montana, though. DJ Swearinger had a terrible game.
Yeah, he couldn't tackle.
He not only couldn't cover,
but
burned.
At least he was known as a tackler before and a hard hitter, and he just got left in the dust a couple times.
His new name should be Toast. It was bad.
But I heard Salisbury say that with Aaron Rodgers on the shelf, the three best quarterbacks in football right now, in his mind, are playing the best in his mind, Brady, Wentz, and Deshaun Watson. If that's the case,
what?
If you're the Cleveland Browns,
what?
You passed on two of them.
How do you leave Drew Brees off that list?
Yeah, Brees threw two picks in the first quarter the other day. He's been up and down a little bit.
Two picks?
Yeah. In the first quarter.
We're going to exclude Drew Brees from the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL
because of what Sean said and the fact that, hey, the more important thing here is Cleveland passed on two of the three.
I'm pretty sure Salisbury drinks before his show if that was the case.
That's nice. I'll make sure and let him know that.
He's going to punch me in the face now.
Exactly. All right, so we got a busy show, like we said, with some guests. But, of course, our show is not any the better unless you participate. That's why you are the usual suspects. Hit us up on the HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can text. You can call to that number. You can hit us up on Twitter, where it's at Producer T. Scott, at Barry is Funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. Back with a whole lot more, so stay right where you are. ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you guys about a great event that's happening at the end of the month, October 28th to be exact. ESPN 97.5 and Culture Map are getting together at the Horses and Goddesses Gala in beautiful Magnolia, Texas. You can go to harascup.com for tickets and all the information. It's harascup.com. It is a unbelievable day, which is free of charge and open to the public, of equestrian events. And then limited tickets are still available for the gala that night, which is a fantastic and fun experience. Go to harascup.com and be amazed at everything that's going on and all you can be a part of. It's harascup.com. Check it out. Check all the equestrian events out as too, because there's going to be over $100,000 in cash prizes given away, and there's going to be all kinds of expertise and rider experience on display out in Magnolia. Check it out. It's going to be fun. It's the Harris Cup, harascup.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Tyler in for Nick, but it's Barry and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Just getting rolling with our number one of the big show.
Yeah, I'm sad that Tyler's here now. He's stupid.
Tyler is now stupid, okay?
He told me I look like a middle-aged lesbian with a hat on.
He actually ran it by me first before he told you.
Why? Like, why did he need to run it by you? You guys
just
pals
to see
now?
If I
you guys...
was, just to, well, maybe we are. But okay. But maybe we were before you even allowed it. And the thing is that...
I didn't allow it or disallow it. You guys...
He ran it by me because that was his feeling. And I was like, oh, boy, that's, you know...
No, I get it. Like I said, the only thing that matters is that the woman that I make sweet, sweet love to likes me in a hat. That's all I care about.
She likes you in a hat?
She said she's... Because I'd never wear one. The only reason I'm wearing one today is because I need a haircut. That's it. That's the only reason I wear a hat anymore. I don't know why I grew out of hats like 15 years ago.
That's weird, though.
Why?
Most people, as they get older, wear them more and more.
No. I just stopped wearing hats.
Well, I mean,
I was like, well, you know what?
The one you got on today is a good one.
But I'm so Astros. I even brought oranges today for a snack. That's how Astros I am.
That's a good one. You got a good hat you got on.
Thanks. I brought oranges, and I'm wearing a hat, and I feel like I'm the most Astros I can be. This is about it. This is it.
Okay.
A couple of oranges.
Well, you made an effort.
Well, I wore an Astros shirt yesterday, an Astros hat today, so this is it. This is all you're getting out of me.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Oh, what is this? Do we even want this?
We're going to find out in a minute.
I don't think we want this call.
We aren't unfiltered, but there is a gripe. Josh wants to get in here. Josh, what's up?
No, it's to praise you guys, because I know Barry's going to give me some positivity today. I was listening to them earlier, and I tried to call to get in, but it sounded like I was in L.A. I mean, these guys, I have never heard somebody talk about in the hometown, talking about the Dodgers like they're the greatest thing that's since sliced bread. It was disgusting. John Granato can suck it. That's all I had to say.
Wow!
That's right. I like it.
I mean,
I like
you got to take into consideration that Sean is a Cali guy.
Best call ever.
So John, Sean is.
Can you save that sound? John Granato can suck it. That should be our new intro.
I think John is a legend in this market, and I don't think you should say anything like that.
No,
I don't. I didn't hear what they said.
Don't they mess with us all the time on their show?
Yeah, but they're allowed. We're not.
Oh, we're not allowed?
No.
I didn't get that memo.
Yeah, I got it.
Damn it.
I wouldn't say in memo form, but at the same time, I mean, the big thing is that Sean's a California guy.
Yeah, so
he's
Sean.
He's a Red Sox guy, and then he's going to be a Dodger guy.
I mean, just like you can't get off the Packers nuts. Like, Sean's an L.A. right. guy. He's not going to change.
I think Josh was wrong, though. He shouldn't say Granato can suck it, because Granato's like the biggest Astros.
Well, not apparently. Apparently, they were talking up the Cubs.
Granato left today, said, have a great show, was walking down the hallway, and started singing one of the Go-Go Astros songs. So, you're absolutely right. He used to do the games back on Channel 51.
51, yeah. I remember.
I remember that.
I remember watching, going, is this guy drunk?
He probably was.
No.
That was foreshadowing.
I remember thinking, wow, they let this guy do TV drunk? That's so cool.
Yeah, because Granato's a huge Astros guy, but I understand. Yeah, I know exactly why Sean is.
Yeah. You know what? There's some times where you've got to be honest. Josh, I hate to break it to you. I picked Dodgers in six.
Yep.
That's not I know a lot of people don't like that, and I love the Astros. I got my hat on. I am eating oranges today. But
the oranges have nothing to do with it.
Well, they do. The train is full of oranges.
Yeah. And Aaron Judge put a ball in it, too. So
it's Minute Maid.
Trivia question.
Oh, please, Tyler. Yes.
Hoffy. The
middle-aged lesbian, is that the answer?
The older
No, that's
Hoffy.
Not Ken Hoffman, that's you.
Well, yeah, Ken Hoffman. Yes. He posted on Twitter, what was the train filled with before the oranges? Somebody was saying wooden logs, but...
No, it was not logs.
It was baseballs,
yeah.
Because all they had to do was just repaint them orange.
And they were, well, no, I thought they were orange baseballs.
I thought they were regular baseballs.
What the hell, orange baseballs?
Whenever Enron Field first opened up, it was just regular baseballs.
White, plain old white baseballs.
Nothing like
And then they
good
may have
balls.
Painted them orange, and then they painted everything orange.
Yeah.
And then they got that big conductor guy that is just a little creepy sometimes. Sometimes he's cutting rugs. Sometimes he's like doing a thing that no one knows what he's doing up there.
I would be scared.
On those
Are you scared
my
of heights?
Mind.
Are you scared of heights?
I mean, kind of, but... Not really.
You're
that
not on
much
the edge
anymore.
Of anything. You're on a train.
You're totally on the. If he's not tethered in, he could easily fall.
He's
over.
Not tethered in. He's up there rooting and hooting and hollering.
There's nothing
when they score.
Keeping
he's getting
him
them fired
from
up. You never
away
seen him up there getting them fired up, cranking it up for the fat conductor, whatever his name is. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, he's got a name too. You're right.
I don't know. It's like I don't know. Chubby John. I have no idea what his name is. I don't think Chubby John is it. I
don't think
know
that's
what it
very
is.
Nice.
But hey,
he may or may not have borrowed Vince Wilfork's overalls.
No, don't put that on him. I'm just playing.
Know.
You went and got serious.
No, I didn't. I did not.
I know. He's popular. I was looking at his like Instagram and stuff.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of followers.
You were stalking him.
No, it was when Julia Morales did it. Remember she rode the train?
She did what? Oh, yeah. She was on the train with him. Yeah.
And she was giving out his name, and I was like, oh, yeah. And then I looked it up. Yeah, this dude's got, like, fans. Like,
yeah,
he's popular.
Time. Yeah, he's the big conductor.
Yeah.
So in August of 2013, the Chronicle did a biopic on him, and they just called him Astros Train Guy.
No, he has a name. Though.
I know he has a name, but his name is Bobby
Astros
Vasquez.
Train Guy. Wow, way to be creative, Chronicle.
Maybe
Conductor Bob. You could have done something.
Something.
I mean, Clutch's assistant is Rockets Ranger.
What?
Yeah, Dominic, the guy that I showed you, the big husky guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wears a little jumpsuit, and on the back it says Rockets Ranger, to which we all call him a different name.
Did it have to do with the rump?
Bobby Dynamite.
Did.
That's what it is.
It actually did.
What?
That's what
Bobby
it is.
Bobby Dynamite.
Bobby Dynamite. That's what they call
that
it.
That is the best porn name ever.
That's a solid name. That's a yeah. solid.
That's a solid just porn like, name.
What do you mean by solid, Tyler?
An alias.
That would be a good rap name for one of the interns coming up. We're going to find out which one's going to rap under Bobby Dynamite.
That would be funny if like Bobby Dynamite was single and he was like, hey, babe, you want to take a ride on the train?
You want to come on,
you
want to
come
the
on
train.
The train with Bobby Dynamite? Come on.
Woo, woo.
Let's
but that,
do it.
He had to have come up with that. in recent years, because in 2013 he was still going by Astros train
but
guy.
I wonder
well, they
if
were
he,
losing 100 games back
I wonder
then.
If well, he uses true. It to pick up chicks.
That's what I'm you saying.
No, but like the name. Like he's like, "Hey, what up? Oh, me, I'm Bobby Dynamite, you know. You ever rode on a train on the top of a stadium with a bunch of big pumpkins behind you? I mean oranges.
You want me to toot my horn, baby?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
"Girl, you ever made sweet love while a train's going woo woo?"
Hey, if you know what I mean and you play your cards right, once we're on the track, you can blow my horn.
What do you think the odds are he's had sex on that train when no one's in there? Like he's gone in and taken a chick, got drunk, and be like, "Yeah, we could totally do it on the train."
Zero. But I'm going to say,
Bobby Dynamite,
in his mind, he's planned out that if he ever gets the right chick, that's part of the plan.
I'm going to go 70%.
That he's banged a chick on the train?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we got to get Bobby Dynamite on the show.
Because they do.
So you think that Bobby Dynamite is and what he brings to the table is a big enough lure and draw to look past any shortcomings and get right on that?
Yeah, there's a bunch of old middle-aged Astro women fans.
Especially like Astros lifer fans.
Yeah, like some 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Like the ones that bring the signs or that spell out everybody's name for every at-bat.
The ones that fill out scorecards during the score a baseball game.
It's Tammy in accounting who has been a lifelong Astros fan for 2 years, and she would totally bang Bobby Dynamite on the train just to tell her girlfriends about it. Because she's divorced, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And all her kids are grown. Oh, yeah, she's living it up now.
She thinks it'll bring them a World Series.
She's like,
"Series.
I'm just wild. You can't give me any boxed wine. I go crazy." And then she's up there just, going to
you
town.
You guys can stand in line to get autographs from Jeff Bagwell. I got Bobby Dynamite on the train.
That's right. I totally think he's done it. You say
70%. I got 70%?
To blow it a horn. Yeah. Wait a minute. Is that what Bobby Dynamite calls it?
That's okay. What I'm saying. You go up on the tracks with me, little darling. I'll let you blow the horn.
Let's do this call because we're going to do the rap battle next.
Wes, what's up?
Hey, guys, let's say it's a beautiful day outside out here in Beaumont, and what do y'all think about the Astros maybe having a repeat of the last time they was in the big show in the World Series?
I don't think they're going to get swept. I don't think they're going to get swept. I think this team is much better. They've already proven when it comes time for clutch situations that they'll get a win or two. Like I said, Dodgers in six, which makes it 4-2. But, I don't see them getting swept.
Tyler, what you got? What's your prediction on the series? You want to mull it over in a break or something?
Man, all this time, you can't just holler out a number?
Tyler, while you're I'm going Astros in six.
I'm thinking Astros in six, too.
All right. God. I'm saying Astros in six.
I say they at least take one in L.A. of these two. And
I said they split in L.A., but the problem is I think they lose two or three here. The Darvish matchup? They're going to lose that.
No, they're not going to lose that matchup.
Okay. They
torched him.
It's going to be Darvish
for the Rangers
versus Morton. They said Morton is the game three starter. Darvish.
Okay, well, the way Morton's been pitching, I like Morton better than Darvish.
Okay. Do you realize what Darvish has done to this team?
Hey, they confirmed Morton for number three?
Yeah,
for game
that's what
three?
I heard. That's what I heard, yeah.
Oh,
which, man. I think is dumb. I would have run McCullers.
I would have run McCullers as well.
Did they not chase him early?
Darvish?
The last time he played
he owns like a
week? I was thinking that too in the last year or two that they had gotten to him a few times and dinged him up a little bit. But Barry was giving me his numbers all time against the Astros and they were pretty salty.
That's numbers all time. But whenever he was strictly with the Rangers
those
this
guys.
Year.
It's numbers against those guys.
Certain guys. Okay.
It's numbers against the guys that he'll face that are on this team that he has faced. And they're hitting like 145. It's
now,
not good.
Tim Kirkchin was on ESPN this morning, and he had a great point. There's only four people that have played between the two teams.
I literally love Tim Kirkchin.
He's great.
He is.
There's
awesome.
Only four players in this series that have played in a World Series before, each team with two. And then the other interesting fact was he said Keuchel's hard enough to hit when you've seen him before. No one on their roster has seen Keuchel before. And he said that's going to be really, really tough for the Dodgers, at least in this first game, simply because, the Astros are going up against Kershaw, but to go up against a guy they've never seen before, and like he said, a pitch looks like a strike, and then it's a ball, and then another pitch looks like a ball, and then it's a strike. He's like, that's how Keuchel lives, and that could be big for him against the Dodgers.
This team is three guys right there in the middle. I mean, it's Justin Turner, it's Cody Bellinger, and Yasiel Puig. It's basically Judge, Didi Gregorius, and Gary Sanchez. And if you can work around that, then they have a chance. But those guys are hitting the cover off the ball right now. And that's what you have to be worried about when you're facing this Dodgers lineup.
Well, and
like I said, I give the Astros the lineup advantage. I think this is a much better offense than the Dodgers. My worry in this entire series isn't starting pitching. It's not the lineup. It's the bullpen.
And we've talked about that. All right. And the Dodgers, both lineup, both rosters are in for the World Series. No changes for the Astros. Dodgers, as expected, were able to get Corey Seager back on the roster. He looks like he's ready to go. So arguably their best player will be back, whether it's at shortstop or designated hitter, based on the situation. He's in. How about this? Granderson is out. Granderson and Kyle Farmer, who were on the NLCS roster, are left off as the Dodgers have added Seager and right-handed pitcher Brandon McCarthy to their roster for the World Series. So the rosters are set. They're getting ready for Game 1, and we've got much more show to go. But coming up next, we've got Barry's creation of intern freestyle rap. Let's see how that goes. Trey and the gang are next. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects till 4. Stay tuned as we're working right now as we speak, trying to get the interns to have enough gumption, amongst other things, to come forward and be a part of this rap challenge. We've had a few cowards in the bunch, but Barry is diligently preparing for his Ryan Seacrest production.
This is like herding cats, really. It's I expected more from our interns. I really feel like
you of all people to expect more from that group?
That's true. We're giving them a great opportunity to get some airtime and become a star, maybe even get a record deal. And and they're not, you know, they can't maybe get their bleep together.
Instead of a record deal, how about maybe a reality TV show on public access cable?
I mean, you know, whatever. Fame is fame.
Okay.
You know? But it's going to be Johnny B, which I don't know if that's his MC name, against Trey, which if he doesn't go by MC3, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Johnny B. Does he have the porn mustache?
Yes.
Yes.
And Jacob versus Green Mile.
Now, I will say this. Johnny B does have some bass in his pipes, so that helps because he's going against Tiffany Terrell's male alter ego. Pretty much.
Johnny B looks like, if you were to say, okay, well, we need someone to sit and pose for a character of a 70s porn guy, he would be your man.
I don't know if that's like a Movember prep course that he's on his upper lip.
Or doing October or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but that look right there, it's Mike Fiers is what it is. Have you seen Mike Fiers in the dugout recently?
Yep.
It's the same look, and I don't know what motivates either one of them to think that it's a good look.
Maybe it's Mocktober. Who knows? Maybe he's, who knows? I don't know. But yeah, it's going to be Jacob versus Keith and Trey versus Johnny B. The winners will face off.
Wasn't available?
No, the winners will face off at 3. Rachel keeps, now that I called her out, she's like, I'm in. I was like, no, it's too late. Like, I wanted you to do this. I put you on the list to do it, and then you said you couldn't.
You so lose, it's you over. Lose.
That's right.
What was your guy's name that got salty with you the last time you did an intern challenge that helps out Michael Carroll? His on-air name was something Bo.
What?
Yeah, I remember because we were like, is that like the restaurant? Like,
oh, the one dude that's had I don't know. I forget now. Yeah.
Yeah, he got lippy with you.
Yeah.
But I think he would probably have done this and done very well.
I think so, too. I think you're right.
Yeah.
But so I think you also just said that because he's black, which is racist.
No, he's not.
Oh, he wasn't?
And that's also not why I said it. So there you go. So we're going to do that at what? 145?
145 now we're going to have to shoot for because Trey the Diva just rolled up, so.
He just woke up and he got done yelling at himself in the car.
What? If I've ever heard pot calling the kettle black,
what?
That might be it.
Which one?
You just calling somebody else a diva?
Bro, you're calling me a diva? Because I want to have show prep and be ready for stuff? Is that why you're calling me a diva? Because I want to make a good show? Is that why? From the other day?
No.
Why are you calling me a diva?
You do diva-ish things.
What?
You show up
Well, this goes back Excuse to me? Game day stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You'd come in and like write it.
Yeah,
write
I still come in at 8:50 and I'm still ready.
Okay.
I'm a diva because I come in late?
Barry and I are actually getting along. I'm not getting into this. I'm just letting you know.
I love that he's the one that's over. He's always, no one else has ever called me a diva except Tyler. That's it. He's the only
one. I have, just not to your face.
Well, I'm sure about that. But yeah.
But like I said,
I find that to be funny. I don't really feel like I mess with anyone.
Oh my God, you must be out of your mind.
I'm like, I've got to have this and I've got to have, I have ideas that I want to do for the show.
You already said in the show prep room you can only have green M&Ms.
Yeah, well,
there was a whole laundry list.
Okay, but that doesn't make me a diva because I have to have green M&Ms and complete silence. That is,
although you can eat as loud as you want. There's different, that puts you like in diva status.
Well, no.
Yes, it kind of does.
Well, then I don't like crunching. That's just a social disorder.
You want
disorder.
Silence on a podcast?
No, that's just, yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't want to be, I mean, excuse me for being professional while I'm on doing a podcast.
Because all of the 12 listeners might not be able to pay close enough attention to your commentary if they hear a door opener
shut. Super famous podcast in LA that I don't know the name of.
That's awesome. Well, people will be able to find it on iTunes, I'm sure.
I don't think it's.
Jeez, or Looney Tunes, or somewhere in between.
Something like that, maybe. You want to talk a little bit of this, the Eagles game last night?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was somewhat impressed with Carson Wentz to this point. But after that game last night, and two plays in particular, I can't help but think this kid is the real deal and is going to be the future for the Eagles for now and for the long haul. The throw that he made where he has stepped up in the pocket, escaped contact, and before he got drilled again, threw the perfect out route, touch pass into the sideline of the end zone for a touchdown. And then the other one was escapability where, what was it, four or five different Redskins looked like they had him dead to rights.
Yeah.
And he kind of duck stayed low, and all of a sudden he just like a little field mouse squeaking out of high grass. He just slipped right out of there and ran for 18 yards.
That was crazy.
Man.
That was unbelievable. Yeah, but I think, are you talking about the pass to Aguilar? Was that the one in the corner of the end zone?
No, to my boy Corey Clement from Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what, he had several good passes.
He did. He really did.
But that, yeah, you're right. That touch pass in the corner of the end zone was beautiful because he's getting knocked around. His pocket presence is, for as young as he is in his football life, in the NFL anyways, to have that kind of pocket. I mean, that was Tom Brady. That was Ben Roethlisberger type pocket presence that he showed. You know, getting around, not getting knocked over, not just falling down. If that was Matt Schaub that would have been in that predicament, there's no doubt the fainting goat would have fell down immediately, but not Carson Wentz. He gets out of it. He actually scrambles for a first down. Man, the Eagles look like they're for real. Of course, we thought the same thing about the Chiefs, and they're stumbling too.
I'll tell you what would have been.
It can happen, but this team looks really good.
They really do. Now, they lost two guys for the season last night.
That's big.
Yeah, including their best offensive lineman. So that's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Losing Peters is going to hurt them, but I still think that line is good. But yeah, that's a big blow. And then, of course, we got the inevitable text from somebody. Well, do you trade Dwayne Brown to the Eagles and get a pick? Not if you get Dwayne Brown back. What's the point? Like that, I mean,
you know what? I think Sean and John had a great point on Unfiltered today that it's kind of being overlooked. He says he's in great shape. He says he's been working out. You can't work out and get prepped for an NFL game. This is the kind of situation that is just screaming for an ankle or a pulled muscle, a hamstring, a calf, something, because you can't simulate the actual offensive line contact. I would dump out on him. I really would. All right, so we can talk about the Eagles game in just a few minutes after we get through with the Ryan Seacrest production of the freestyle rap battle between our interns, which is coming up next. So don't go anywhere. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on. You got the big battle upon us. that the Ryan Seacrest Productions has just put together. And we're going to be getting to that. Also, you guys have reached out to us. We've had some technical issues because of a power outage. So if the station went in and out a few times, we're on it. We're fixing it. We apologize. But Ryan Seacrest could not make it today, so his top dog, Barry Laminack, is here to execute the master plan in this this deal.
Yeah.
And your contestants are sauntering in.
Yeah, they're coming in all slow-like.
Why didn't you ask intern Drew, by the way, to do this?
He's not an intern. That's not right. He's not an intern.
They all are.
Where's the green mile at?
What's going down?
You can just Rachel, go. You're not doing this. I thought you had to leave at 1:45. You got to go. Yeah, see?
Yeah, see, if there was a chance for Rachel to get any kind of airtime or exposure
now she
or
wants
attention,
to be here.
She now wants to
when
be
I'm
here.
When I'm trying to line up contestants, she's like, I can't stay. I don't have time. It's 1:48 and she's still here. You had one shot. Mom spaghetti and you blew it. All right, there's green mile. Come on in. Okay, here we go.
I think it's Drew could have been the next coming of Heavy D.
Bring me Jacob and bring me Keith. You guys sit down, one each at these microphones. Plug in your headphones. Let's go, guys. We're running a show here. We got to move along.
You are.
Yeah. Jeez.
You're running the show.
Tyler,
Ryan
you got
Seacrest.
The music, right?
Tyler,
you
correct.
Got, you got
have
the music queued up?
Tyler, Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, I do.
Chop, chop. Let's go.
That's what shaking my head yes means.
Okay. Now, I told them that they had to do four bars. And Green Mile, a.k.a. Keith, had no idea what bars was. He goes, what are bars?
He's not the only one.
You didn't know what bars
Whenever
were?
You told me, you're like, yeah, just we'll have him do four bars or eight bars.
He thinks
like,
bars are on Washington that? Avenue.
That's true. So, yeah. But a bar is basically just a beat. It's like it encapsulates two snares, if that makes any sense. That probably it still means nothing to you, does it, Keith?
No, I'm white.
Oh, well, you still know what a
so
bar
is.
No. Racist.
Yeah. But Eminem kind of, you know, trailer trash.
No, that's Keith.
Wow.
Keith, what is your MC name going to be? What is your rap name?
Keith.
Green Mile?
Keith.
Yeah, Green Mile works.
Green Mile works. If you guys haven't seen him, he is the white Green Mile.
He
really is huge.
Quigley Down Under.
White Mile. He's the white Mile. All right, Jacob, welcome.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
I am.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Don't be nervous. This is going to be fun. Now, are you, what is your MC name?
Lil Jakespeare.
I love that you brought a name. You already went. Keith, sorry, you lost. No, all I'm right. just kidding. Right. Okay, so you guys are going to spit four bars each. You can hear the music. Do you want to, Keith, you'll go first, okay? Right. You're going to go first. Are you ready, Tyler? Four bars. This is MC Green Mile. Wait for the music, all right? Can you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay.
Jake out back. Licking this chick's crack, making her scream. Stop it, Harvey Weinstein. Dude has a little bean. This little bee with an itch, about to get a stitch.
Oh, he dropped the Harvey Weinstein reference on
it
you,
was
Jacob.
Good.
Does that hurt? I award you no points for being on beat, but you said you were white, so that's forgivable.
Now,
but that
I,
was really good. That was fire.
I had something else in my head.
I think the kids call it fire.
You know, you can say bitch on the air, just so you know.
Yeah, you
oh,
can,
I can.
You can say, yeah, you could have called
I
it
I didn't want to do that.
What
I just wanted to make it a little bit
That
would
have been a really profound, solid ending to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have totally called him a bitch. That's completely acceptable.
Okay, bitch. I got his stage name.
Not now. You got to do it during the rap.
My bad.
Yeah, you don't win. You get no points for that.
I got his stage name.
What?
Keystone White.
For Keith?
Yeah, all right. Keystone White.
Jacob, you've heard the beat. You're ready.
Yeah, I also didn't know what four bars were, but I did write.
You wrote some lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Half a page. That's what I call it.
Oh, a page?
Mm.
This is going to be terrible. All right, here we go. This is what was it? MC what?
Lil Jakespeare.
Lil Jakespeare.
L-I-L.
Here we go. Here we go. Wait for the music.
Okay.
Okay. You nervous? Mom spaghetti.
I'm from the mean streets, kill streaks, trolling more than your retweets, heartbeats, wear it on my sleeve, it speaks truth. The words are bleak, substance leaks from your eyes down your cheeks. You little sneak, didn't think I had a voice? Where are your boys? I don't hear a peep. Get a broom, party's over, time to sweep.
Oh! No.
Boom,
damn!
Wow! Damn! Oh! Oh my God, Jacob.
Lil Jake, put some spect on it. That's Lil Jake Spear.
Somebody call the cops. There's been a murder. Keith's body is outlined in chalk.
Yep.
Damn, Jacob. That was pretty damn good, man.
Thank you.
That's a lot of points. You were kind of on beat. You started on time. Yep. You had good rhymes. You wrote all that, huh?
Yeah, I'm really political, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a political lyricist.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So now if I made
social
you guys...
commentary.
Now if I made you guys freestyle, would you think you'd be able to handle that?
Yeah, because I freestyled this actually. I had already in my
no,
head.
No, if I take your notes but, away
no, I
from
had this.
You.
I give practiced me your
notes.
This.
Okay. Jacob, give me your notes.
I don't think
go.
It's fair to the
no,
other
No, give me your notes, Jacob. We've got to move this on.
Took your notes and just gave you a topic right. and made you rap on
here we go. Let's start the beat.
It
now,
wouldn't be nearly as good.
This is round two freestyle. Jacob, you're going to go first. Keith, you're going to have a chance to rebuttal. Let's start over. Here we go. You're up.
Keith, you're big. You look like a wiener with ears. Peach fuzz. Killing my buzz.
Okay, cut.
Killing
That's
ours
terrible.
Too. You That's, went from like
you
top
look like
a, shelf to the basement.
First of all, I love you look like a wiener with ears. I just needed it to be in the context of the song. You okay. just randomly, like it was, it wasn't rap, but I feel like if you would have been on beat, it would have been okay. All right, Keith, are we ready for the rebuttal? I see you over there thinking. It looks like it hurts it when you
hurt.
Think. Yeah. Like, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, that's
like
what happens.
Like, you should have stretched
this big.
First. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're this big,
you got
everything, all the blood goes everybody else except
all right.
the brain.
Here we go. This is MC Green Mile with his freestyle rebuttal.
This dude looking like a prude. And that's all I can't. I can't go anymore.
Cut.
I didn't
what?
Have anything.
This dude looking like a prude?
Yeah.
Is it that noticeable?
Keystone White yeah. just right. failed miserably.
Okay, well, yeah. that's round one. Guys, give it up for Jacob and Keith. Good job. All right, let's get Trey and Johnny B in here next. We're gonna let the peeps vote on this as well. Should we wait till the 2 o'clock hour, Tyler, because of
think
break?
We should probably roll into a break and then get these guys after the
do you
break.
Do you want to do that? Okay, yeah. let's yeah, do that. Let's good. Let's take a break. We'll come back with round two. It'll be MC Johnny B and Trey, MC 3. Aha, watch out. Okay, we'll do that, yeah?
Sure.
Joel's like, did you want to be in on this, Joel?
No.
I know, okay, well,
but
I'll let
Keystone
you go.
Keystone White let me down.
He did. He failed you miserably.
Yeah, all right, so we'll be back for round two. Of the freestyle rap battle of the interns. Don't go anywhere as we open up our number two with a three play the Treyway and Johnny.
You get no points for that, by the way. You get no points for the rap right there. None.
That's okay. I'm fine with that. All right, we'll be back with a whole lot more. Usual.